Hello.
Okay there.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Gia.
You kind of had a long, like a intake of
I
breath,
know
and then
that
yeah.
5 second circle that we wait for. I don't know if we should speak during the circle or not. So I,
I
you
think
know,
it's okay if you do, but
I
if you need
think
to
it's okay.
catch your breath, that's okay too. But I'm so
Sure.
ready to go to Port Charles.
Yeah, sure, I understand. And we have like a couple of like very juicy, I would say, episodes, don't you think?
I like juicy, because I was thinking like there were some delicious moments,
Yes, there were. Where what would you call a delicious moment off the top of your head that we witnessed?
Ugly face Carly having to tell
Oh,
Nina that Willow was her daughter, and you know, she had that look like she had a piece of poop above her upper lip, and she just couldn't dislodge it, and
it
she
was kind of killing her, wasn't it?
it was killing her, and it had to be done. And I give her props for, you know, not like I could see a younger Carly, a much younger Carly, like ditching that responsibility and running away or something, but
Or trying to like twist it so that it wasn't entirely her fault, you
yeah,
know.
she kind of owned it, and
She pretty much did. She laid it out there. I don't quite understand like why. I wasn't sure I was tracking Nina's response, you know.
I was really annoyed that she didn't immediately run and, you know,
I
test it, and
know.
others were pointing that out. And then I thought, well, truly, the wheels of medicine turn pretty slowly, so possibly taking 10 extra minutes to confront Willow wasn't going to change the, you know, I don't know how quickly. It's fictional, of course, so they will immediately distract bone marrow, distract,
Extract.
extract, yeah.
But they still have to do just like the testing to make sure she is a match and all of that
Right,
stuff.
and
And
in real life, all that crap probably takes like a month or something, but in
who knows?
hospital time, maybe it's an immediate
Hospital
thing.
time,
But is that
it's
what you mean? Like that it was fluid
yeah, and just
particle of her?
yeah, like it's I don't know, it seemed like she would have run right out of there and gone straight to the lab, but she was like I guess she's so distrustful of Carly and her motives that she still couldn't quite believe what she was hearing for maybe longer than I expected. I don't know.
Well, it was sort of a an earth-shattering revelation. I could see any sort of reaction would be like, okay, well, that's like having your whole world flipped upside down and shaken.
So, yeah, I guess it would take a minute to get your mind
But
around that.
it was very Nina to not go get tested immediately, to run and confront Willow, and
It's
now
just
she's
make
like
it sort of about her
mugging
again.
Sunny. Yes, making it about her again.
I also thought that some of the language that was uttered in the chapel might have been inappropriate in that setting.
In a chapel setting,
Like that poor
possibly.
little chapel. A lot of shit goes down in that chapel,
It's a
you
pretty
know.
old chapel. I always
It
like
is.
it
I
here
like
and
that stained glass, that sort of
there.
abstract stained glass in the background.
I've never been in a hospital chapel. Do
I
they all have
haven't
them?
either. I don't know. I don't know.
Is there one on St. Elsewhere that I've been missing?
That's a good question. So are you just talking about fictitious hospitals or just
You know, like the blood-brain barrier has really been breached in my case. Like there's no like fictional reality. It's all
I know. We do a lot of living in the box, you know, so it's
I
hard to
know, I'm a
come
little bit
back.
ashamed of that. But oh, speaking of getting over too much media time or whatever, I'm down to I changed my Facebook setting to a half hour a day.
Oh, okay. Is
I'm
that
weaning myself off. I'm putting the patch on, you know.
okay? All right. Well, good luck with that, Gia. I think
That's
you'll
it goes
find
okay.
your brain is not going to be unhappy about that.
A little bit of there's a little bit, unfortunately, where I end up going like, well, I'll look at Instagram, you know. And then then
That's
I'm
like your
watching like,
methadone.
yeah, that's when you're getting the text with the capybara Instagram song and stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Catherine Harris are the subjects of such interesting Instagram posts.
You said that last time, and
Why is that? Are they just such a whimsical creature that
they do seem a little whimsical? Yeah, like much like the wombat. I don't know if you've looked at the wombat.
We've talked about wombats. I think I did look them up. Yeah,
they're very cute, and
I'll have to spend some Instagram time on the wombat.
I don't know if they've flooded the Instagram waters like the capybara has.
But I think
are just as worthwhile a creature.
All right. But anyway, now that I'm aware that that's what's happened when I get off Facebook, now I'm like, so I'll nip that in the butt.
Okay. Well, I think you're growing somehow.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of TV.
But I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course you're not.
TV is magical and it's a good friend.
Sadly, we finished our Dirks Gently.
Oh, did you?
It was only a 2-season show. Uh-huh. Why do my favorite shows get canceled?
I know. It's agonizing.
It had some real potential to go. I mean, the plot lines could go on forever because it was so crazy. But anyway, so I'm looking for a new whimsical show if you got any recommendations.
Well, all right. All right, Gia.
Put it in your hat.
You guys should try Abbott Elementary since you worked in a school system.
I know it's winning all kinds of awards.
And it's good. It is good. It's not just having the awards.
It really didn't win me over.
I think it's good.
Okay. Give it a try.
I think some of it would ring true with your school experience.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now back to hospital. Oh, okay. There's a couple more things to discuss.
Yeah. I mean, it was huge. The Willow, Carly, Nina storyline was the dominant one, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And I would say overall handled very, very well.
Yeah.
And acted very well on all fronts. I thought I really enjoyed Willow's speech to Nina today. Fuck you.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, is she going to, like, say, hey, well, maybe Wiley's a match.
Well, Wiley would maybe be a match.
I know. And, like,
and maybe
you,
so. Yeah.
You tell him anything when you're extracting that bone marrow. Yeah. Like, like, well, you fell on the playground. That's why.
Hold still, you little dink.
This is probably why I don't know what our numbers look like lately, but
they're fine. They're fine.
Calling Wiley a dink probably doesn't go over great with some people.
Our people understand where that's coming from, and they know it's deserved.
I know. If Willow could, like, kill Nina and then.
Yeah.
Her,
yeah.
You know, she's going to have like a carton of Nina's bone broth or something.
Yeah. You know what I thought was fantastic was when Nina like entered the room where Willow was, she looked so hungry, didn't she? She looked like she just wanted to sink her teeth into Willow's neck, you know?
I know. I mean, you could almost picture her like pretending Willow's like an infant and like, oh, you know, I love that baby smell. And
I know. She was so hungry and just like sat down and ugh. Nina is good.
Maybe they should rename her Nita because she's so
very needy.
But she does that so well. It's an interesting storyline because you can't. Well, I guess some people can and do, but I have equal blame or dislike or distaste or Carly and Nina are like neck and neck to me on who's
right now. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Because you know, I go back to like, well, Carly was in the dark about the health situation.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, she shouldn't have withheld that information anyway.
No, and I liked how Sonny kind of called her on it. You know, he's like, this was just you getting back at Nina, plain and simple.
But then Nina didn't tell Sonny's family that Sonny was alive. I mean, there's pretty
huge.
They both did pretty huge life altering omissions.
Right. That was good that Willow sort of itemized it for Nina. You know?
Yeah.
Lest you forget, Nina, this is what you've done.
Yeah. But I predict that, I mean, not within a month. It's going to take a little time.
Six weeks. They'll love each
other.
Yeah,
maybe 6 weeks. There's going to be some, there's going to be some trust building experiences or something.
Yeah, I would think so too, even though I've never seen Willow so angry, but the way she's tried to coach Michael to, you know, patch things up with Sonny.
They had a little moment there. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Talk around it? Would you like to talk around that a little bit? speak to it?
The moment with Michael and Sonny?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was glad to see that. I thought Sonny handled that pretty well.
Yeah, I thought Sonny, like, you know how you said Nina is just all need and greed, and Sonny like showed the opposite, like he showed restraint. You know, Michael was telling him, "Don't be this," and he's like, "Okay, yep."
All right. He knows Michael needs to be, you know, taken care of right now, not him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nina, like, I mean, how many times did Sonny say we can't, like, right now this can't be about, and Nina's like, yep, exactly. Yep,
I know.
And then she just runs right into the fire or whatever.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, Willow's got a limited amount of energy, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
She's like using it all up battling Nina, you know. It's like,
how do they make her so pale? I know they have great makeup artists, but
Or
is she really that pale and the other color is
maybe
like what they put
maybe
on her?
Who knows? But she does definitely look more the part now.
Yeah.
The sick young woman.
Good. All right. What else did you want to talk
about? Yeah, that was all good. Well, let's see. We had some unpleasantness with the Portia.
Oh, Portia and Trina.
Trying to like act like she can tell Trina what to do when she's just a hypocrite herself.
Yeah. And then the painful moments where we know Curtis is her father, but
Yeah. So that's all messy.
Yep.
I thought it was interesting. Again, in the little chapel, Nicholas and Elizabeth. I thought that was kind of
that.
A good conversation.
Yeah.
And Nicholas is looking just shadier and shadier. You know,
and now what is he going to do?
On the fridge.
Elizabeth planted some idea in his head about, you know.
Yeah.
Not letting Esme ever get her memory back. Like, is he going to hire some hypnotist or something, or have Elizabeth's mother come in? And
it sounded like he was just going to put a pillow over her head. I don't know.
Well,
I thought of that,
but then he can't kill his own baby. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. But he does seem like his grasp of, like, you know, what's right and wrong and everything is so tenuous right now.
Yeah. It's always been a little shaky with him.
Yeah. But like having Victor putting the screws to him and stuff, you know, it's just like,
He's become morally untethered.
Exactly.
Is that a word? Untethered?
It is a word, Gia, and you used it, I think, nicely.
Oh, thanks. I ran across, I guess it's two words, compound word, two words? Port cachere.
Uh-huh.
Have we talked about port cachere before?
Think so.
I'm having a flashback. Maybe I talked about it with somebody else. You know how you read words but you never use them?
Yeah.
I read port cachere, not frequently, but
you do?
Today I read it. And I was like, port cachere. I don't use that for anything. I haven't ever said port cachere except now.
Do you think you're going to be able to stop saying it soon?
No. It's fun to say. I don't have one. I've never had one. But it's just that, like, sort of overhanging, like, what
like a carport,
like us would call a carport.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
like a French word for carport.
Yeah, but it's so much prettier.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
I'm going to let you say it like three more times, and then I would like to move on.
I'm all done.
Okay.
I just was thinking of words recently. That's okay. All. I think
you
about
have,
words
you
sometimes.
You have fun, don't you?
Plastic and words. And
uh-huh. Yeah.
I haven't worn my new plastic jeans yet that I told you about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I did buy some bar shampoo myself. Did we talk about bar shampoo on last week's podcast?
Well, at some point we talked about it like at length because I'd had some vodka and I was just like...
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, well, everyone.
The bar shampoo I got was not the same brand you had, but it made so many suds like immediately.
Yeah, mine does too. I'm like, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, you know, Gia, I don't want to like taint the bar shampoo experience because I don't think I'm really a good resource here, but I feel like I've read somewhere that like the suds property of like shampoo or toothpaste or whatever, that's all sort of like designed so we psychologically feel like we're getting cleaner, but all it right. might, you know, it's just like, you know, maybe not even necessary for the cleanliness, you know, it's just more because somehow.
But environmentally, it's still okay. I mean, that's
environmentally, I think it's probably still better than a bottle of shampoo.
Well, I looked up where you got that because I was curious to know what else they had, and it looked like a fun little company. Yeah. Which I can't think of the name now. We could just give them a shout out, but I can't.
Yeah, we should. I wanted to give a shout out to Bixby's.
Chickadee.
Oh, okay. I wanted to give a shout out to the chocolate company that where the chocolates came from that I got you.
Oh, those were delicious. They're gone.
Yeah, I know. That's Bixby's. Bixby's of Maine. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. They were good. It was kind of like salty, chocolatey. Good.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, according to the website of this bar shampoo, that bar is supposed to be the equivalent of three bottles of shampoo.
Three bottles. Okay.
And so I thought price-wise, that's about, you know, same.
I think it's even a better deal because, well, unless you're getting really shitty shampoo. I get pretty shitty shampoo, but
I get medium shitty shampoo, basically.
But the one point I would make though is like, what do you do about conditioner?
I know. Well, that's why I looked up that company because I'm like, well, I need a conditioner. Have they not made it that far yet? Like, how to.
Yeah, that would be a tricky one.
Go out and rub a stick of butter on your head or something.
You might have something there.
Like what containers can you use? I don't know. Like I wished I'd been able to read that article.
Coconut, whatever.
Well, there's all kinds of things you can use.
Yeah, but they wouldn't like rinse.
The concept
out.
Is the packaging.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do people like? I don't have a recollection of glass.
Oh boy!
Oh.
I don't know what said
like,
that.
I don't know. On the prairie, like what were they? I guess they weren't washing their hair that much.
I think they use body on tap. Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you run across a conditioner, let me know. And
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't know, every little bit. Like I bought that pair of jeans. I saved 6 bottles from a landfill.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, Gia.
That's what it said. Anyway. Uh-huh. Okay. General Hospital. What else? So
yeah,
Nicholas and Elizabeth in the chapel. We kind of covered that.
Yeah, going back to Nicholas and Elizabeth, it seemed like she told him the whole tale, did she? Behind, like, the memory repression that her mom, you know, that all of that stuff. It was cut out. Like, they went to commercial and then they came back and you sort of
It was implied, I guess. But right. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, we don't really know. Does that matter?
Sure. Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, if she told him something as like deep, like as that, you know, that would sort of bond them closer together, even more.
They're bound
than they
together
are.
In their own little hell, is what it
they
is.
They are, sure. They've both got some
they've
big
thrown
skeletons.
In. I like it. I mean, I feel like, you know, Elizabeth has been this sort of saintly Earth Mother, nurse of the century, sort of almost like too good to be true. And she did embody all of that, but this reminds me of the early Elizabeth, who was a little more scrappy.
She has been that really good, strong woman. But then, you know, like when she and Finn had their episode with Peter, you know, going down
right,
the stairs.
Yeah,
and stuff,
then
like,
it's like
that was
when
another
she needs
one
to get down and dirty. She gets
Yeah, yeah. She seems to like not be able to avoid these things.
Yeah. But it's just nice to see that she's not just going to be like Saint Elizabeth. For
right.
The rest of
right.
Her
yeah.
Duration.
She's complicated. She's flawed. I guess you'd have to say she's flawed.
Flawed and therefore more interesting, I guess.
Yeah. 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 She is one of the characters who's more, I would say, substantially good and substantially not necessarily bad, but, you know.
Yeah, she gets herself in some dilemmas.
Yeah.
I like Ava. I mean, Ava is more bad, I guess.
Yeah, Ava has done bad things. She set out to do bad things. Elizabeth seems like she sort of falls into a situation, kind of.
More like Brad? No, I guess Brad has also done bad, set out to do bad things and done them.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway. Anyway. We had some Spencer. We had a little Spencer.
Yeah, I'm not loving the idea of him pursuing custody of Esme's baby. I don't know where that's going to go, but.
No, and I did they clear up? Like, there's no way he's the father of that.
Right,
baby.
Right.
He was just kind of throwing that out there to.
He was just playing with Esme a little bit, and then I think maybe thought he could play with Diane a little bit, but she's too smart.
He can't play
for
with
that.
Diane. Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
So that was, you know, a mildly interesting scene, but I like Laura's scene with Esme.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, it's always good to see Laura.
And as far as they're revealing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't seen Esme crack on the amnesia.
Not so much, I guess. Yeah, there was that one time I thought she threw a glance or something at somebody, but otherwise she hasn't tipped her hand at all. If she is pretending,
but she's studying that ornament pretty hard.
I like how they make it sound like that's some like fancy Polish hand-painted ornament. It looks like it's from the dollar store.
I know. I don't think it's even TJ Maxx material.
No.
But that could trigger something, or that's the feeling I got.
I thought it would have been interesting if Laura had recognized that as an ornament from Windermere, which seems possible, you know?
Right. Maybe Nicholas did just go to the dollar store. Like, did he give those to Esme for the tree?
Or did Demetrius?
It may maybe been Demetrius. Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'd like to follow up with Demetrius a little bit.
Is Nicholas going to punish him for being manipulated by Esme?
I don't know. I feel like Demetrius and Yuri and these guys.
Yeah.
We should have a support group where we could see them.
They should all meet at the yoga studio.
Yeah, commiserating during hot yoga. Yeah, with Nikki Chase, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cute. It's
funny, yeah.
Be a cute scene.
What else did we see? I can't even think of what else. It was so dominated by the Willow thing.
Yeah, and, you know, Drew being there. And I don't know. It was funny how, like, in one breath, he's telling Sonny, you know, really things got to be put out in the open. You don't want to keep any secrets or anything. And then Sonny's like, what's going on with Nina and Carly? Oh, I can't tell you.
Yeah. But he hasn't totally shut down Carly, which is kind of interesting and made me a little bit sad, because I was hoping he would just be like,
I know. Well, I think he wants to hang around so he can still explain everything to her, because there's no way she could possibly understand anything.
Mansplain everything with his hands.
Everybody, he does that to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
God, you're not that smart, pal.
Are we gonna start turning around on him soon?
Not yet. Hasn't happened yet, has it?
Not for me. No. But I did. I mean, I'm being honest. Like, Cody does not bother me as much.
Well,
like, I feel like he's a little bit. You know what song I hear in my head when he comes on the screen? I won't sing it because we'll get in trouble.
Okay. For various reasons.
For lots of reasons. But yeah. Have you heard about the Lonesome
Loser? Oh, yeah, yeah. You mentioned that last time, and I was trying
to.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember who sang that song.
So much vodka. Was it like the Little River Band?
Yeah, and I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I was going to look it up, but I don't feel like it.
Anyway, I just kind of. Like, I know they were just screen testing him with different women now that they've offed Brit. You know, so we saw him with Brooklyn, and
yeah,
did we see him? Who else? Maxie? Was it Maxie?
Maybe.
Sasha. Sasha. I couldn't remember. Yeah, they kind of tried him out with a few people, and I was kind of like, okay, you know, like I was sort of. I like that he's like shitty about himself, you know. Like, he kind of knows he's a shithead.
Yeah, but he still kind of thinks he deserves to, like, breathe the same air as some of these people who are just clearly much better than he is.
You think he should be locked in a stall, maybe?
I think, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
With the sad white pony.
The sad white pony would that. The sad white pony deserves better than that.
The sad white pony should be out in the living room and Cody should be in the stall.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be funny. Yeah. That's right. But Cody still doesn't do anything for me. I think maybe the reason you're coming around is because he just hasn't been on as much lately.
Maybe that's it. Speaking of horse stuff and tack and everything, this weekend I went to a store. We've been driving by this store all the time, and I call it Sparkle Pony. It's called Spencer's Western World. It has a rearing pinto on the top of the building, like life size, all wrapped in Christmas lights. And so when you drive by in the middle of the night, it's a sparkly pony.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm going in. And they didn't have tack, like they had some decorative kind of stuff, but it was like cowboy world, like, you know, belt buckles as big as your head and rooms of cowboy boots and fancy Western shirts and Wranglers.
Wow.
And, was I out of place or what?
Sheesh. But yeah. Was there anything in there you wanted to buy?
I looked at overalls, but these were like overalls for the largest man in the world or something. That's all they had. I'm like, man, oh man, that's some big cowboys gonna wear those. But
okay,
no, I just thought they might have saddles and stuff, and I could just sort of touch them.
But yeah, sure, stroke the saddles.
They had everything else like that. A lot of dead stuffed animals and
okay.
But a lot, you know, horsey stuff. And even like perfume, like Western kind of themed perfumes and stuff.
Huh. Were there any other customers in the store?
Yeah, yeah. There were some cowboys in there. And the lady was keeping her eye on me.
Cowboys in there?
Yeah. Florida has cowboys. We've got cowboys.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Anyway, just I thought I'd share that. That's what I did Saturday morning.
Okay, like, well, that was brave of you.
Going to Sparkle Pony before I go to the grocery store. But I could tell the lady was like, what is this woman doing in here, you know?
Yeah.
I bet she washes her hair with a bar of soap.
Yes, I'm sure that's what they were thinking, Gia.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else to hospital related other like scene wise. I feel like we, I don't know. Did we have, well, we had some cop stuff.
Yeah. A little cop stuff. Not well, the Joss thing. I don't know what's going to happen with the Joss thing now that they know she was the person who was there. I would think that would become public information, right?
Yeah, and I thought Joss was stupid to she was talking like, she they said, "Oh, I learned from the best." Oh, like, no, you didn't. You were
Yeah.
talking, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason would have sat there totally stone-faced and never opened his mouth that entire time. He
Yeah,
was good.
there
Good
was
at
a
that.
moment where Spencer said something about the person who the victim who ran away or whatever, in a bad way, like he was sort of angry that they took off.
Oh, there could be
Did
some
you?
backlash.
Yeah,
I don't
so I'm
remember.
thinking if he finds out it was Joss, that's going to be interesting how he
That's, yeah.
processes that. I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah, that
Yeah.
was just a silly decision on her
Yeah,
part.
bad decision. Yeah, but pushed on her by Dex, basically.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. Yeah, she
yeah.
shouldn't have
They had a
followed
funny
Dex.
Instagram post together where they're both like, he's in a baby blue bathrobe and she's in a pink bathroom. They're like, oh, hi, you know.
Well, that's nice. They're having fun together.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
kind of funny.
that's good.
Because I think a lot of, based on the few things I've seen on social media, a lot of people don't like them together.
Really? Huh.
I guess a lot
Yeah.
of people don't like her character. I think she's fabulous.
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting because she is drifting into that sort of gray area morally where it's going to be harder and harder for her to think of Sonny as a complete
Yeah.
hypocrite,
Yeah.
which
Yep.
I'm kind of glad about. I want her to sort of realize that it's not as easy as she
It's not
thinks,
as, yeah. Oh, and that's very young person. Like, don't you remember? Did you ever think like very black and white and like, I will never do this and I will never speak to that
Definitely.
person
Yep.
because,
Yep. I was boycotting all kinds of things and still
Oh, me
am. And I
too.
can't
Me
even
too.
remember the reasons why, but yeah.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Yep. And just, really couldn't wrap my brain around things that adults would say or whatever. Be like, what? That's, no way would I ever, ever, ever. And I'm sure I've done all the things I've, well, not murder. Not, no, I'm murdered. Yet.
And right. Yeah. Well,
Sexual partners.
I think this whole now that the whole thing is out about Willow's leukemia and Nina being her mom, as far as we know, there's still, we haven't seen the, I guess we have seen the proof as far as Carly's lab results. So I guess we can believe that it's
Yeah, unless
true, right?
somebody did some weird, funny business with that for some that was Brad working that day.
I
I
don't
think
think so. I don't think he was in the lab at that
he's not
point.
a lab anymore. Yeah, there wouldn't have been any reason for anybody to finagle anything because it was
So,
all anonymous at that point.
yeah. So this should theoretically be fairly interesting for a while,
Yeah.
going
Wouldn't it be some
forward.
if like Carly and Nina like became, friends and bonded
Well,
and
like Carly and Ava sort of have like a good working
kinda,
relationship,
yeah, better working relationship, yeah. I think they have a little more mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. And well, and actually Nina's friends with Ava, so yeah, the three of them
Yeah,
are
which is
sort of,
weird, isn't that? Yeah.
yeah. I guess it's
It's hard
possible.
to respect Nina at the moment.
It
Like,
really is,
you can
yes.
like her, but sort of not respect her because
She just cannot contain herself.
she can't contain herself, and she's even more than Carly, I think, justifies her own actions in her own head, kind of lies to herself. Like Carly, like she knows she fucked up this time, So you're like,
That's true.
and like she's like, can't believe she had to. They did such a great job that scene where they broke it down in the chapel, and
Yeah,
Carly
they
was just
did.
like, ugh,
I know,
dude, just man, that was a
man.
bitter pill to swallow.
Oh, so bitter. So bitter. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. That was a delicious, a bitterly delicious moment. I wished I had
Yeah.
a crunchy biscotti.
Way to do the callback to the
I haven't
biscotti,
had vodka tonight, and so there's a little
No.
less just free association.
I know. Do we owe our listeners another apology for
We
last
probably
week?
do. I occasionally been overserved at this particular establishment. The bartender likes me, and
oh, that's nice. Have you told them about the podcast? Oh, is it a woman?
No, it's a woman. I should. She probably get a kick out of it. Man. Yeah. I don't know if she's a hospital fan or not, but
yeah.
She's a recipient of a lot of my clothing mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's sort of like a fashionista. And so like, when I do stuff from Amazon without, you know, really researching.
Yeah.
She might get that jumpsuit.
Oh, boy. Lucky her.
I think I'm going to hang on to that because I'm visiting you this summer. Gonna arrive in that black romper.
Okay. Did you commit to anything gig wise yet?
I have. We'll have to speak off camera.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Yeah, all right. So that means we might be podcasting together.
Oh my god, how will we do that? Like we just sit in the room with the phones, like
I think we could just share a mic. Yeah, just the two of us sharing.
Share a mic and a cocktail.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Try your pomegranate brew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a superfood, you know.
Yeah, I think the pomegranate mixture definitely.
Super alcohol. So.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun. Something to look forward to.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah.
A few short months. I don't know if everybody out there is going to look forward to it, but we are. So.
We will. We definitely will.
I'll show you all my capybara Instagrams.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. All well, right. We've probably covered things pretty well.
I think
well.
We have, Gia. I think I say well done, hospital. A couple of good, solid episodes.
Good job, hospital. We're with you now.
Lots to chew on.
Turn up the heat and the volume.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, Gia.
Okay. All right. World out there, thanks for listening if you are.
Yes,
and
Thank you.
We'll see you in a few days.
Yeah. And good night to you, Gia.
Okay. See you, Keish.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.